was screaming because I was bleeding, I was throwing up. And Grandson just looked at me. He was like looking at me and talking to others, smiling and laughing. 2006 was one of the worst years in Guantanamo, and Ron DeSantis was there. The first time we met Ron DeSantis, he said, yeah, I am here to ensure that you guys treated humanely. And he was talking to us, smiling. He had like beautiful smile and like beautiful eyes. When you are in a desperate situation, a really harsh condition, we thought maybe something will change. Second time, the first day they came to break the hunger strike, guards in gears, they just opened the door, they drug us, and they brought feeding a chair, special chair, what they restrain our heads, our shoulders, our chest, our waist, and our ankles. You cannot move. You can only breathe. They brought boxes of insure, and they really brought a thick tube, and they just start pushing through the nose, just without no lubricant, nothing. So I was like bleeding, screaming, and they didn't care, you know, just eat. The only word you hear, eat. Pushing the tube, I felt like I was choking. During that time, Ron DeSantis was there. I didn't see him like giving guard orders. I didn't see him like involved, but he was there watching it, enjoying it. He was laughing, smiling. He's a cool person. You know, watching someone being stripped, being tied to the chair and getting abused, screaming, yelling, crying, and laughing, smiling about it, it tells you what kind of a person he is. 2 years ago, I was scrolling through Twitter, then I saw someone, Frida Governor, like, when I saw the face, it just flashback 2006. It triggered a lot of painful memories. Like, no, that can be. Like, do you think that person would be the Frida Governor? So what kind of person? I can tell you is a cruel person, you know, the one who twists the truth to serve his own political agenda and interests.